Well, listen, it's another sad week ahead of North Leitrim for our postman operating from the Sorkin office at the Tech building on Upper Main Street, Manorhampton. They'll be moved into Finniskill and Sligo next week. This has just come about in the last week that they've been given notice of this, and they'll be on a roster basis. It's, I suppose, really, if you look at it, it's a further erosion of services kind of in our small towns, like commercial hubs that have been brought into Sligo. I suppose, really, the problem here was when our postmaster retired and the post office was moved into our supervisor shop in Manorhampton, there had to be a certain space sorted out, and that was sorted out. But this is a kind of a deal done behind the scenes that the unions have settled on this. And it's just a bad deal. It's another erosion of services. So, in other words, coming down the road, you won't know your postman. And he'll, you know, the people have the same postman for 5 or 6 years out in rural areas. That won't happen. So they'll be on a roster basis. So you could have any postman anywhere, any day of the week. It doesn't matter who, whatever. But it's a further erosion of the services that at this stage, the postmen are being brought in a week's notice in to start working out of Sligo. Okay, they'll have their vans in the evening, and that I suppose to soften the blow that they have, but at still the same time they'll be rostered in, they'll be working in Sligo from Monday to Friday in Finniskill, and there's a big loss here of another commercial space by the post offices and banks turning them back, and small towns and hubs in North Leitrim.
And councillor, is this a bit of a tough pill to swallow, this one? Because like you highlighted, this is yet just another service that's been taken from the community, and it's been something that's ingrained in this community that's been there for so long. And you know, for some people, they got to know their postman quite well and had a relationship built up with these people in their local areas, and to just have this taken away so quickly without much warning or anything, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, it is a tough one. Listen, if you look at our town here, that we had 3 banks here for over 100 years, and now we have 1 bank. That's basically not operating any cash services, and we try to get that reinstated. And this is another further blow by amalgamations of taking service out of small towns and villages, putting what they think into a supervisor where, you know, a bigger shop where they just want footfall. That's fine. There's a good service there in the supervisor, and that's not the problem. The problem is the sorting base was based in Manorhampton, and now it's been moved into Sligo.